On this day, I would ask if everyone might, as you are able, and in your pew Bible or in your Bible as you have it this morning, but I think the scripture, as it always does, but I think it has a special word for us this morning. And so I'm going to ask if you would turn with me to St. John, the 11th chapter. That's St. John, the 11th chapter, and verses 17 through 35. That's on page 99 in the pew Bible. But I would ask, especially this morning, that you would follow along with me. You receive this message then. When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, some 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him while Mary stayed at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that God will give you whatever you ask of him." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in me, even though they die, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, the one coming into the world." When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary got up quickly, go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had came also with her weeping, he was greatly disturbed in his spirit and deeply moved. He said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. Would you say that 35th verse with me? Jesus began to weep. Feelings. Jesus wept. Let us pray. Gracious God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts this morning be acceptable within your sight. For you, dear God, are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. And the people of God say, Amen. I wanted to take just a few moments this morning and to reflect on the meaning of feelings. A few years ago, I had the opportunity to take the Stephen Ministry course. And there are many things that have stayed and stuck with me as a part of that training. But this week, especially, I was drawn to look back at some of the material and especially one section that talked about feelings. Feelings. In the material, it talked about what feelings are not. And it said that feelings are not opinions. Feelings are not opinions. We might all, in one way or another, have an opinion. We might have an opinion with feelings. Opinions are not feelings. It is possible then that we think of feelings as evaluations of a given situation. But feelings are not evaluations. Feelings are not instructions. They are not commands. In any of these cases, we might say, I feel. But how important it is to come to grips with what feelings really are. Our study went on to describe then what feelings were. To begin with, feelings are owned by the person. We desire to be in control or have the ultimate possession of what it is that we feel. Feelings are owned by the person. Feelings come from within inside of us. Our response to certain things or to certain situations, they come from within. Feelings come from within. And then feelings are in relationships. Our relationships can only grow stronger as we are able to express our feelings. Our feelings one for another. Feelings need to be expressed through verbal and non-verbal ways. Feelings need to be shared through spoken and written languages. We all, I believe, are hurt and set back in this life when we cannot come to grips with our feelings. But somehow, and in some way, we just need to address what we feel. Under normal circumstances, the second Sunday in May is all about our feelings. For it is Mother's Day. It was Oprah Winfrey who once said, Biology is the least of what makes someone a mother. Elizabeth Stone wrote, making the decision to have a child, it's monumentous. It is to decide forever, to have your heart go walking around outside of your body. And then Psalm 22 and 6, train up a child in the way he or she should go. And when they are old, they will not depart from it. With all of these feelings, so many that truly come from within, a blessed Mother's Day to all. In this spirit, we have a rose or carnation for each of our mothers who are here. I would invite you to receive that after the service. I said that under normal circumstances, this is a day of great feelings. But this is not a normal time, as we have lost one so dear and so close to each of us. Charles Kimry touched many of us. And there are many feelings many feelings that are very much a part of our grief. Lazarus had certainly touched Mary and Martha. He was their brother, and for him they could not help but express what was their feeling of love. Oh yes, in those words, it was a feeling of love. Lord, if you had been here. Search our feelings. And it all comes back to that point at some time. It comes to that place. Lord, if you had been here. The answer is to believe. To believe. In belief, fear and frustration are removed. It was William Barclay that said, "Death is only a transition to a higher life." So we have to believe. And claim all of the feelings that we have, that they come and be addressed through believing. The other part here is that Jesus wept. I've often thought that the smallest verse in the Bible might be the most powerful. Jesus wept. It tells us that God is in touch with our conditions. God is in touch with our conditions and the conditions of others. The message comes to us that God cares. God cares. God is a God of compassion. God can be touched with the very things that bring tears to our eyes. We can take both joy and comfort in knowing that Jesus wept. Jesus wept. Feelings. Jesus wept. As I've thought about Charles throughout this week, there are many things that have come to mind. A World War II veteran. One who was deeply concerned. Concerned about politics. Concerned about his church. One who was deeply concern. He could make you laugh by the stories that he told. I think it was every Sunday. I think he wanted me to laugh, but it was every Sunday we were standing on the outside talking, and he would say, "Pastor, I better get in and find a seat." Yes, he could make you laugh. And then he was one who had overcome many issues around his health. Complex, filled with ideas and thoughts, able to use his writing to express those. Charles was a father, he was a friend. He was someone who cared. He is someone whom we will dearly miss. Let me close. And I want to close to allow you to share, but let me just close with this. A man was up teaching, and he took out a $20 bill, and he said, "How many of you would want this $20? And everyone in the class raised their hand. He then crumpled up the $20 and said, "How many of you would still want it?" And everyone raised their hand. He then put the $20 on the floor and he rubbed his foot on it. He then picked it up again and said, "Now how many of you would want it?" And everyone raised their hand. He said, "You're right. You're right. Because no matter what happened to the $20, it still had not lost its value." Isn't that life then for all of us? For all of us. For our life may go through all kinds of things, all kinds of experiences. We might experience and go through all kinds of pain. And yes, all of us will know of death. But there is nothing in death. Nothing in death that can take away the value of life. Feelings, feelings. Jesus wept.